Okay, we're up to page. We're up to page. Staple is holding back the page on page 5. Mm-hmm. Page 5, Simon. Tough Lamed Aleph. Tough Lamed Aleph. Ois Beis. Sif Katan Beis. Again, it's page 5. You might have to figure out which is page 5 because of the staple. Tough Lamed Aleph. Sif Katan Beis. The Lord of the Bikas Chametz. One may not derive hana from chametz or pesach. Shnema lo yeochel chametz, lo yehe by shum heter achila. So he's making here a drash. The drash over here, the fact that it says lo yeochel, yeochel means. It doesn't say lo yoichal. We touched upon this idea that you may not, that should not be eaten, but it means that don't even eat shmur matz. We actually did this part. Now let's review. I know I marked down this we're up to. We went further. Let's review it anyway. Tof lamed aleph ois beis. Tof lamed aleph on page 5 ois beis. The pasuk says lo yeochel chametz. The pasuk should have said lo yoichal chametz. Lo yoichal means do not eat. The fact that it says lo yeochel chametz may not be eaten, because the pasuk was mishan, it changed from a simple expression to a more complex expression. Chazal used that as a trigger to make a drasha. What is the drasha? The benefit of chametz should not result in pleasure to you. Chametz, any form of chametz should not result in a benefit for you, even for eating. So, for example, don't eat shmur matzah that came from chametz. In other words, if I have a piece of chametz, a galuska yofa, a delicious bagel, fresh, I sell it, I go to the store and I sell it to a non-Jew, and I get from that chametz, I get $5. And with that $5, I buy a piece of shmur matzah. Shava mishas ketzira, with all of the hidurim. So what am I eating now? I'm eating kosher shmur matzah. But who paid for it? How was I able to eat, to have the pleasure of eating shmur matzah? I had to buy it in the store. Where did I get the money from? I took chametz, I sold it, I converted the chametz into cash, and with that cash, I purchased shmur matzah. That is a violation of lo yeochel kama chametz. Do not eat. Do not, with a code word, derive benefit through chametz.
Should not eat from another person.
Well, that's not the lo.
The other one is taking it yourself.
It's saying more than that. It's saying
from another person.
That also, but the chametz, you may not lo. You have to put a comma lo yeochel, and you have to interpret the word achila as a general description, a code word for benefit. You should not derive benefit on Pesach, comma, through chametz. How are we able to be so liberal in taking the word lo yeochel chametz and making such a liberal interpretation? You may not derive benefit, comma, through chametz, because if the pasuk really wanted to tell me simply you may not eat chametz, it should say lo yochal chametz. Why is it beating around the bush? Lo yeochel chametz. Chazal used that shinui as a way to make a drasha to teach you that first of all, achil doesn't mean only eating; it means benefit. And the pasuk is to be broken up into two parts. You may not derive benefit through chametz. Lo yehe by shum heter achila. You should not have no permissibility of eating through chametz. Kolaymar lo yehe bo shum heter hanevi lide achila. You should not have any permissibility of chametz, which leads to eating. Ustam hanois, when it says eating doesn't mean literally eating. It's a code word for pleasure. Ustam hanois lide achila in both. Stam, pleasure, is eating. Sheloikeach bedamim, because usually what do you do when you sell something? You have money, you use it to buy food. Sheloikeach bedamim davar hamachal. V'zeh anu tzichim, now we did this last time, I remember this last time, we anyway, this halach, this we need to come on to tzichim l'mal man nesu le'loitzach l'rak yisra achila. This drasha is really only necessary, the drash of lo say ochel, according to the opinion that says, achila, when the Torah generally says eating in the Torah, it means only eating. So then here, how do you know here in this pasuk that it means more than just eating? So we need to come on to the drasha that it does not say lo sochal, but instead it says lo seochel. Aval kvar pasuk, but according to the Rambam, it's much simpler than this, because the Rambam is under the opinion that every time it says in the Torah the word achila, achila automatically means eating and pleasure. Aval kvar pasuk Rambam, perichesma memachmachmachmas yus, din tezvar, kiman desirulei, to call mokam shnemar betoro lo sochal. Unless the pasuk specifically says eating only, unless it explicitly says eating, you should give it, you should eat it. But since by chametz does not say the word, does not specify, aval chametz ain't prak leheter hana. Memela she'asam lo does not specify pleasure. Ein pral heter hana. Memela she'asam hana automatically means hana as well. So according to the Rambam, you don't even need to come out to the drasha of lo se'ochel. The fact that it says even if it would have said lo se'ochel chametz, it would automatically mean you may not derive pleasure from chametz. Yeah.
If for instance you get paid $5 for a bowl and you send to the plane. Or you take out from your pocket $5.
Yeah.
If you say there's $5 you're not allowed to use, you put it in the same pocket where you take out the other $5. What is the much of a difference?
I don't understand. If you have chametz, and you sell the chametz,
and you get paid for it,
and you take that $5,
money, and
that
buy
matzah, that's awesome. That's
what
awesome.
What is the difference? Putting
yeah, look, if you put the $5 in your pocket,
no. Another $5.
So then you can be making, and you can say, the Gesundheit, the $5 to go to the pocket is a different $5. And if you're putting money into an account, you're taking out money, that's the principle in Bittel. Yeah, you're putting money into an account, there's a lot of money in that account, and you use part of that account, so you can be toiled of the money that you used to buy the matzah was not the money that came from the chametz. Only the person only has this pocket $5. That's it. $5, nothing more.
This happened before Pesach.
On Pesach, let's say on Pesach, because before Pesach, will truly become also b'hana. Let's not go into the. Let's assume it's on Pesach. On Pesach, you have your possession chametz and you sell it. Make it very, very simple.
Something that is inedible. Let's say you have corner where like you use your car. Instead of
if it's inedible, that's not also min ha-Torah. It has to be edible. It has to be edible, not to be also min ha-Torah. Gimel. The Zeh.
You can't sell it even if you're not buying matzah. I don't get it.
If you have chametz that's not edible, that's not called chametz.
Regardless of what you're doing, the $5 on Pesach, you're making nothing.
What's the case? If you have chametz that's not edible,
but you're not buying it to buy matzah. You're not using $5 to buy matzah.
No, so you're not doing anything wrong there.
Selling a bagel and making $5 on it.
All right, and that's so. What are you doing with the money? That's not.
It's,
you have to have pleasure. If I have a bagel and I sell them, I turn the bagel to $5, and I don't convert that $5 into benefit for me, you've not violated the sale. What?
How do you have a bagel on Pesach?
You make one. You make one. You go into the kitchen.
It's also
them. Exactly. It's also you have created chametz on Pesach. And now there's another prohibition of you're not allowed to derive benefit. You multiple others. You go into the bagel shop and you make the bagels and you have in your possession the bagel.
Only something that's edible that you could possibly eat.
Correct. It has to be in chametz to be oyven bal yireh bal yimotzeh. It has to be something which is. And this sa'ar also could be sa'ar, but sa'ar has to be real yeast. If you have what's called chametz nuksha, which means that's another thing. It's not real achilas kela, but there are many categories of chametz that are not real chametz. It's not pure chametz. It's partial chametz. We'll see some of that later on, like schnapps. A lot of schnapps is not real chametz. It's called chametz nuksha, which is I don't have a good translation for chametz nuksha. Let's see a little further. We'll see a little further. Things will become clear as we go through this halacha. Halacha gimel. V'zeh lashon harambam. Perek Aleph Gimel. Perek Aleph Din Ches. Asur liachol chametz biyudalid mechatzos hayoyim ulamal. You dalid chametz on the 14th day from mechatzos in ulamaylo shumitchilas shah shviyas biyoyim on the beginning of the 7th hour after chatzos. The moment after chatzos, it is asur min hatorah to eat chametz. There is no chi of kores, but there is a chi of loisase. The chol loichol b'zman hazeh loikim in atoyra. If a person eats chametz erev Pesach after chatzos, he gets malchus. Shenemar lo seochel lo soichal olav chametz. Olav means the carbon Pesach. Olav means the carbon Pesach. Now that you are sacrificing the carbon Pesach, do not eat olav with it. Do not eat with the carbon Pesach chametz. Kolaymar al carbon Pesach. Period. That is the pasuk. Now here he will elaborate. Mipi Hashmuel Laman. We have a tradition. Loi soichal chametz misho sheroi l'shchitas Pesach. Since the pasuk says loi soichal olav, the prohibition of eating chametz begins at the moment when you are required to sacrifice the carbon Pesach. If not for this pasuk, you would think, and when does the prohibition of eating chametz begin? At night. At night, when the mitzvah of eating matzah begins, is this man when the issur of eating chametz begins. That's not correct. The Issa Chometz begins at the moment when you are required to sacrifice the Karban Pesach, which begins at 12, at Chatzos. Shehu Bein Harboim, which is in the afternoon, Hu Chatzi Hayoim, at Kan Lashonai. This ends the quotation of the Rambam. And the Alpha Gavdu Pesach, Hayo Karabachat HaMishal Bein Harbayim. Now you listen to your question, but that's not the way it happened, because in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not offer the Karban Pesach at exactly 12:01. They offered it at 9. They offered it at at 3-4 o'clock after they offered the Tomid Shobain Harboim. So it was a little bit later in the day. So since it took time until they got to the point when they offered the carbon Pesach, because they had to first bring the carbon Tomid, and they don't bring the carbon Tomid Chatzos Mamish, they wait a little bit, they wait a half an hour, at least a half an hour. The Pesach Choyikarv Achar Tom Shobin Abayim Shu Karv Achar Chatzos V'Yimke Nimshach Zman Pesach La'alad Mechatzos De'Ein Ze. So the Gemara says, no, the Ein Ze Inyan LeHechsher Pesach Devadai Gam Pesach Kishashochle Miyad Achar Tzos Kosher. What would happen if you would not follow protocol? What would happen if by mistake someone would chap, and the moment it's 12 o'clock in 1 second, he takes out his knife and he slaughters the carbon Pesach before the makir of the carbon tomid shel bein harboim? Is that carbon Pesach kosher? Absolutely. Did you follow protocol? No. Did you do an avera? Yes. But is the carbon Pesach a kosher carbon Pesach after the fact? Yes. It's good enough. So since after, if you would have slaughtered the carbon Pesach at 11:59:59, would it be a kosher carbon Pesach? No. So since at 12 o'clock in 1 second it's a kosher carbon Pesach b'di'eved, therefore now already begins the prohibition to eat chametz. The vadeg Pesach shachtom yed lachatzos kosher shari gam Pesach never ben aboyim ela shemakdimim hatomim mitama bor bepesachim b'bnei Pesach never gam kein there be'erev. It says with be'erev by Pesach. And the lechay ma'achin oisoy, it says it twice. It says with erev twice by the carbon Pesach, which teaches us that we delay the offering of the carbon Pesach more than the offering of the tamid shel bein harbayim achin oisoy achar tamid. The oid, another reason why here is he always learn new things from the aruch hashulchan. There's another reason why we bring the carbon tamid first on erev Pesach. Tadir v'she'ena tadir koydim. So two reasons so far. It says the word erev twice by the carbon Pesach, which is a drasha, delay it more. It should be closer towards the evening than the Talmud. Only it says it once. And number two, via the Talmud, Perit Aval, Ibid Yevad Hikri Vukodim Atalmud, Akasha, Kamasha Kosav, Ramam Perit Alf, Mekarb Pesach, Vim Kena Torah, Kishama, Lashol, Lochal Chametz, Mizman, Shchita, Sa Pesach. Since it says, Lesoichal, Olav, it says Olav, which links Chametz with Karb Pesach, Havi Mechatzois, Shezel Ikrazman, period. Now, you can always bet that if the Rambam says A, the Ravid says the opposite. The Ravid, the Shari HaPoskim, Cholku Olav. You always wonder that the Ravid, like Mamash, he always in Cholek L'shmach. It's not a question of the Rambam. You don't even think, is the Rambam right? If the Rambam says it, he has to be wrong. The right is, it's just it's unbelievable.
Republicans and Democrats.
It has to be wrong. It's incredible, the mentality. The Haraiv is, the Shoya Paiskim Cholkola, the Sirle Delekola. I once read you, there is one Raiv where the Raiv gets very high cash. What was that Raiv? I don't remember.
It's one about Korban Pesach, where he says, I wouldn't eat his Korban, be like he's the Shrika.
But there's one place where you write, oh,
I mean, I wouldn't eat it.
The only place, if I'm not mistaken, is in the beginning, it's Kedai to read. We once mentioned this, it's Kedai to read the words inside of the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh. The laws of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam is the legend of the complexity and the details of and Rambam's understanding, mastery of what goes on in Shemayim. So the Raiva basically says, I surrender. Right. I surrender. This is beyond my understanding. And he says some very complimentary things about the Rambam. It's unbelievable. Where do you get such a thing like that? Okay, it's Kedai. Sometimes you may have two people fighting. You should remind them of the Raiva that also compliments the Rambam once in a while. Let's go further. So here he includes the Raiva Shaparskim Cholko Lovis Yule, the Lekel Lav Minatoira Al Echod Al Achachat Sois El Ase Tashpisu Kimash Omru. But they basically hold that according to the Raivid, is that if a person eats chametz after chatzos, there is no violation of a loisaseh, which means it's impossible to get malkois arboim. It's an avera. They also agree that you trigger already this man tashbisu, which means you have to destroy. There's a mitzvah saseh to destroy chametz after chatzos. But they disagree with the Rambam regarding the loisase of eating chametz after chatzos. So this is the sheet of the Rambam. After chatzos is a loisase. There's no chorus. Chorus begins at night. The Raivid, the Shor Paiskim hold that there is no chiv, even a loisase after chatzos. The only thing you have to chatzos is an isarase of tashbisu. Now here's a nafkamina. Here it appears he's going to the Aruch HaShulchan is going to develop this nafkamina between the Raivid and the Rambam to a new madrega. Binogea is of pleasure. Are you allowed to derive pleasure from your chametz after chatzos? To see the Rambam that it's a loisa say no. But according to the Raivid, it seems yes. There's a mitzvah of tashbis where you can derive benefit. The Rambam learns loisoichal olav, don't eat olav with the carbon pesach. Olav the carbon pesach will link in. And according to the Rambam, lishitosoi loisoichal means pleasure. Kimasha omar. The atzmai soy periches mimacholos asura shehavana we brought down the sif base. Ula hacholkim olam. And here is the chiddush. This is a very beautiful chiddush. The Raiva that disagrees. Ein isra behana ad halayla. Since loisoichal is loisoichal olav chametz refers to the night. They learned that the pasuk is now referring to the zman of the shechita. They're referring loisoichal refers to the night when you eat it. So comes out the halach lemaitz. So they heard loisochlu olav chametz, not like the Rambam of when you shecht it, but the zman of achila, which is leil pesach. There's no prohibition loisasei. Male is no loisasei of loisochlu and loisei ochel. There can be no prohibition of deriving benefit. So you are allowed to derive benefit from chametz the entire day. Not like what we do, we're makbid to destroy it even by the 10th hour, even by the 10th hour. However, the reason why we are makbid is because even if you hold it, it's not a deraisa, it's at least a midrabanan. Or miu, midrabanan also behano kemoshe yisparo the command simin tof mem gimel, ulin bitl period. Ulin bitl gam ramam kaimel kill the ere pesach achatzois, mibuchol yimei apesach. What are we referring to? The ilu koyimei apesach ha'itzer bimashahu. The Ram also was more lenient in regards to bittul. The whole Pesach is also b'mashu al ber Pesach bottle b'shishim. Kevan she'adayin ein v'yisur koris k'mo she'ispar b'simin tof memzayin b'sivdal. That's a very, very big principle in halacha, is that is that Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, the rules of Bittul are still in operation. Once you get to Pesach, there's no Bittul anymore. Chometz is Osur B'mashehu. There's no Bittul on Pesach when it comes to Chometz. But that's only after, that's only a taruvis of Chometz, which is created after the night of Pesach begins. But any type of mixture of Chometz and non-Chometz that exists before Pesach and even after Chatzos until Lil Pesach, we still use the rules of Bittul B'Shishim. And if not for that, we would be out of business. What? There are always problems. There are always going to be shyness and problems on factories and different things. And you always need to come on to Bittul B'Shishim. But if you have a shyness that's Noilad on Pesach itself, which happens sometimes, especially in hotels, they have all different types of situations, then you can't say Bittul anymore. It's too little, too late. But if the food was prepared Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, or certainly a product in a store that was prepared or in a factory that was before Pesach, then there is always the rule of Shishim until Pesach begins. Ois hei. V'chos Savar Abam, Perek Aleph, Din Zayin Ha'ichel Min HaChometz Atzmai B'Pesach Kol Shu Harei Zeh Osir Min HaTorah. Chometz B'ma Shuhu on Pesach is Osir Min HaTorah. Shenema Lo Yoichal. V'af Al Pi Kein Enechayiv Kores Oy Karbon Ela Al Kishir Kshu Kizai. For this important principle, even though Chometz Osir B'ma Shuhu, but there is, even though it's also b'mashehu, but there is no chiv koreis unless you eat a kezayis. The oichal pachas mikezayis b'mezid makinoy se makas mardus ad kal. The person needs less than kezayis, so he gets his chayiv makas mardus. Is it working?
All right. Welcome everybody.
Okay. What's the law? Why is it according to the Rambam, even the mashu is also on Pesach? Because the mashu is in the category of pachos mikashir. Avlim kein tamur de lama lo levar ze b'chametz halay ze kichol habacholis asura. So the question of the Rambam is why then the Rambam only make mention of this principle with regard to chametz? If the lum this arose, here's the question. Why is a mashu of chometz osur on Pesach? What's the lum this? So the answer is, he's telling us over here, the Magi Mishnah says, the lum this of the Rambam, why a mashu of chometz osur on Pesach, even though there's no chiv kares, doesn't have a shir, is because chatzi shir osur menat. It's a machlis in the Gemara. So the Rambam is paskening, chatzi shir is osur menat Torah. Problem is, if that's correct, it's not unique to chometz. This halacha should apply to all macholos ha'asuros, and yet the Rambam doesn't say this with other macholos ha'asuros. He only says this by chometz. So therefore, there's a kash on the Magi Mishnah. What then does he mean? Tamud the lomel levarzos bechometz. Halo is there bechol macholos ha'asuros. So yod the mikra shehevi hu hepoch shachila bekezayis. The pasuk that we bring is lo ye ochel stam achila is a kezayis. So where are we getting this? And the Rambam himself brings the pasuk lo ye ochel, which is a kezayis. And where are you getting then chasishir v'yesh mishuroyt zeloy ma'adim mishum bechometz in le'isur rak mimea pesach ha'yisi oimer de'enu bechlal kol yisurim shachasishir osim v'yotar. Someone say no, you're not anami. The MS, the Rambam holds chasishir osim v'yotara bechol ho'yisurim. One may have made a mistake to think that Pesach were more lenient, because since chometz is only also for 7/8 days a year, so when it comes to nevela and trefa and all other isur macholos vasuros, it's also b'chol hashana kula. Then is where we paskin chatzis shir asa menatara. But chometz, which is light, it's a lightweight isur. Why is chometz a lightweight isur? Because it's mutter the whole year round. You can't deny that being a fact in halacha. If something is mutter the whole year round, and it's only osur on a few specific days, that indicates that it's lightweight. If it's lightweight, maybe that theme carries through with regard to chatzishir. Chatzishir is mutter when it comes to Minat Torah, when it comes to Chometz Pesach. That is why the Rambam had to go out of his way to reject that logic that it's not so. So Ha'isa Amed, the Ein Bechlal Kol Yisurim to chatzishir osur Minat Torah. Chutz Haramam Lefarid B'Chometz Kruah B'Fnei Atzmo Lo Yochel. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't like that. That's not a good answer. Avul Einu Uvin. Tocha bereish perik basra de yoima. Hey huva b'shas. Hach techatzi shir le'inyin yoim haki purim. The igra sugi and shas of chatzi shir also in our Torah is brought down with regard to Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is the same lightweight, it's even lighter than Pesach, because it's only also one day a year you're not allowed to eat. So certainly there, V'yom HaKippurim gam kein ein isur rak b'yomo, and yet there we paskin chatzi shir is osur min ha-Torah. V'yo demikra havi hepuch, the pasuk says, just the opposite, the pasuk says that it's achila, and achila, stam achila, we have a tradition, stam achila is a kezayis. Not chatzis shir is ma'as should be mutter min ha-Torah. So what's going on here? So therefore, after everything said and done, v'yesh mishu oimer d'stam achila hava b'chol shuhu. It's pumfakert. He's saying a big chiddush here on the shulchan. That whenever it says in the Torah, achila lo yoichal lo ye'ochel, it means even the smallest particle. Oh, so where then do we get over here kezayis? Kezayis is halacha l'moshe misinai for punishments. V'shir kezayis u'mitzan halacha l'moshe misinai, that's a chiddush. So when the Torah says don't eat, the Torah is telling you don't eat even a mashu. Halacha l'moshe misinai is coming to be makel, that you're not going to be punished unless you eat a kezayis. He doesn't like this. V'zei yoyser t'mua, the b'chol ha-shas, hustam achila b'kezayis, that's not the mashmois of shas. When you know kol Torah kulor ha-shulchan says like he does, the impression you get is like it's like das Torah. You get a certain impression. You go to the whole shas, you get an impression that when the Torah says achila, achila means a kezayis, and the Torah did not limit, it did not prohibit less than a kezayis. The ha-emes, it's true sheshi'urim hu halacha l'moshe misinai, and we call makam the halacha gilsa the kavanas ha-Torah b'loshen achila hu b'kezayis. U'lechein rogil ha-shas l'mestam achila b'kezayis. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan here, fascinating, has rejected so far all the possible reasons why chametz should be. We're searching. Why is it indeed true that the Rambam says chametz is osur b'mashehu? What is the longest? The pasuk says lo ye ochel stam achil is kezayis. That's the halacha l'moshe misinai. And don't tell me achil is a mashu. It's not the mashmos of shas. And don't tell me it's because the Rambam really holds that it's because of chatzi shir osur min ha-Torah. Because that's not unique to Pesach. And don't tell me it's because chatzi shir Pesach is only 8 days a year. Therefore, that's what the Rambam had to emphasize. That's ridiculous because we have to say that when it comes to Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is also a chatzi shir osur min ha-Torah. It's only one day. So far, at this point in time, we are stumped. Why is chametz osur b'mashehu? So here we get the chiddush of Aruch HaShulchan, Ulani Estaiti Nira, Kavanas HaRambam, the chametz yesh pasuk miyuchid. Answer is, chametz is unique. L'chatz yishir, d'hinei l'chizkia, b'gemora, daf chafaf m'sochem, v'yisr hano l'manu m'lo yei ochel, d'chsiv b'tzeirei, it says lo yei ochel, the yud, the komatz, the yud has a tzeirei, the aleph has a komatz, Rabbi Avuah Sfirule, the kol losh nachil, kol gam hano, and the mail every Rambam pasuk abavo, Rambam pasuk abavo, k'mash kozav sebeis, and kain koshal abavo. Lamuchut shachkol. We actually asked this question last week. We did this. So the problem over here is why then, according to the Rambam, does it say the word lo yei ochel? Okay, we today started with the drasha. The pasuk should have said lo yoichal chametz. The problem is, if we would have said lo yoichal chametz, what would that mean? What would have meant? Don't eat chametz. But pleasure is mutter. I have in my possession a bagel. I'm enoch nami, I'm oiver bal yue bal yimotze. Forget about that. Okay, I'm oiver on the issa bal yue bal yimotze. But let bygones be bygones. I'll sell it. I'll convert it to $5. And I'll buy the best possible shmur matzah money can buy in pomegranate. Ever go to pomegranate Pesach? We have a whole... Every possible shur matzah that exists in the Northeast. The Northeast that you can possibly buy from every possible bakery, going from prices from $10 a pound all the way to, who knows, $50 a pound. 25. You buy the best matzah. Yeah, don't pick it up. I'll give you. Don't bend that. Go. Okay. So you'll go, you'll sell it. You'll sell the chametz. You'll sell the chametz. And when you sell the chametz, you'll buy shmur matzah. So, is that osur or mutter? It says lo yochal chametz. Don't eat chametz. So we learned, we just started before, we started saying no isbeis, being that the pasuk did not say lo yochal, it said lo yei ochel, it should not be eaten. So it was mishana from the way it should have ordinarily been vowelized. It's here to make a drasha. And the drasha is, don't eat the shmur matzah if the shmur matzah has been derived from chametz. In other words, it's teaching do not have benefit from chametz.
It's a chomra.
A chomra. It's basically teaching indirectly that chametz is also behana. So what was the kash that we asked? The Rambam doesn't need that drasha. That drasha is a waste for the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, whenever it says in the word of the Torah, eating lo yochal, eating automatically is synonymous with pleasure. Pleasure. Lo yochal, don't eat chametz, don't have pleasure from chametz, which automatically means don't sell it, convert it to cash, to bashur matzah. So we don't need the drasha, yeyochal. So the question now falls back on the Rambam. Why then did the Rambam, according to the Rambam, did the Torah spell the word, was the tradition to read it lo yeyochal instead of lo yoychal? Because the Rambam doesn't need to come onto this drasha, he already knows it from the fact that he holds whenever it says yoychal, it means pleasure like Rabbi Avol. So here comes the brilliant answer, chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Rambam Taka needs it. And what does he need it for? To teach you a new yesod. Chometz osor b'mashehu. That's the yesod of the Rambam. That's why the change of shinui is teaching this yesod. Let's read the word of the
Rambam. It says lo yochal. It means the person should not eat.
Eat.
But if it says lo yochal, even yochal, animals cannot eat.
No, not necessarily. No. That's not what it means. It means it should not be eaten. It basically means the same thing.
By you?
By you. Lo yochal. It should not. The Torah is addressing you. So I'm not sure. I don't know grammar. I don't know. But I'm assuming it means even you. It should not be eaten by you. You're beating around the bush. You're writing it in a form which is indirect. Lo yeochel, it should not be eaten by you. Just say, lo, don't eat. Give me a command, a tzivun. There's something disturbing in this change of expression. So according to the Rambam, who learns that lo yeochel automatically means pleasure, so we already know the basics. Chometz osa b'hana. We now have available, this is the chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan, incredible, ani astaiti. It's chiddush what he says. Let's go back to where we're up to. The Rambam, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down in Oizav. V'im kein kosher b'vo lo mechutz achrel d'shamos losher lo yeyachel b'chametz ulezeh oimer. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, I suggest the osay l'rabbis chatzis shi'ur. Even chometz is also b'mashehu. The kavana saramam sheoimer aramam sheoimer shenemar, who says shenemar lo yiochel hainu al shinu haloshon, on the exchange in the expression the mashmur ribui from going lo yoichal to lo yeochel, it should not be, which expands the scope of the prohibition, and it's coming to marba I mashu navi kasha the malonu b'chometz ha b'chol risum kainu. Why does the Rambam? But there's another question. But doesn't the Rambam passing like the Gemara Masechta Yoma Chatzi Shir is Osir Min HaTorah? So now we have two drashas for Chatzi Shir. By Yom Kippur we learn the principle of Chatzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah, which automatically apply to the laws of Chometz. And now we have another drasha of lo yiochel, which is compounding the prohibition of chatzis shir with regard to chametz. So why the repetition? Because the mal lo b'chametz ha b'chol asum keinu. The answer is the vaday yesh nafkamina gedoyla. What is that? He neitam lo yisur chatzis shir al aminim yom b'mishum the chazei litz terufe. The lomdus. What's the lomdus of chatzis shir b'chol atarakula? Don't eat a chatzis shir. Because if you eat a chatzis shir, you may come to eat another chatzis shir within 9 minutes. And then you're finished. Ulefizeh, what's an afkamina? Let's say Yom Kippur is about to be over. You hold in your zmanin, Yom Kippur is over 7:03. And it's now 7:02. I can't possibly do anything wrong. If I eat now at 7:02 a chatzis shir, let's say at the very end of 7:02, right before 59 seconds, there's no way I can possibly eat a whole shir before the zman is over, because because there's no longer chazei le'itz terufe, because the day is coming to an end. Ulefi zeh kishoichal b'soif yom ashvi ma'amish chatzi zayis sulei chazei le'itz terufe. Tocha yeh azmut alacha chametz, you can eat chametz, because there's no chazei le'itz terufe then. Aval kishayesh pasik al zeh, the pasik lo yeh achel, it inherently, without the lumness of it being fit to join to another chatzi shir, inherently a mashu, a poor morsel of chametz is inherently prohibited when it comes to Pesach. Gav mechai gav na'osim na'atara mik period. Umikol mokam im is a chorus, but of course there's no chorus for chatzi shir. A chatos kevich of zerak mi ribui dekura v'loi mi pashtet simul interpretation. Havik echol chatzi shir shal shari surim. And therefore it's only like a regular chatzi shir and you're going to be pot and potter. So we come out of here with awesome, awesome lomnis from the Aruch HaShulchan, Tefataych, the Chiddush of the Rambam, Halacha of the Rambam, this understanding that on Pesach, eating a mashuhu of chametz is usur for two reasons. Number one, it's usur from the basic principle of chatzi shir usur min haTorah. And that's not unique to Pesach, applies across the board, Yom Kippurim, Macholos Asuros, but there, what's the lomnis? Not inherently wrong to eat a chatzi shir. Nothing really wrong. The Torah did not really prohibit eating you a chatzi shir. The Torah doesn't want you to eat a chatzi shir now because you may, within 9 minutes, eat another chatzi shir. And when you eat another chatzi shir, you'll now have the full shir. But Pesach is unique. Eating a morsel of chametz, the fact that we have two drashas. We have a drasha of lo ye ochel, which we learn in chatzi shir. We have a lo ye ochel, the repetition of, it does not say lo yoichal, lo ye ochel. Eating a morsel of chametz is inherently forbidden on Pesach. The chumrah, the unique chumrah of Pesach, lefi the Rambam, lefi the Mekar, after all is said and done.
Okay, what happens if let's say you're sick and the doctor says to eat? It's better to eat less than chatzi shir.
Of course, so you have to eat. There's nothing to talk about, but you're supposed to eat chatzi. Like on Yom Kippur, we have many of my fathers, every Yom Kippur, always the balabatim, you have to eat. So you take a schnapps cup. You take those plastic whatever, it's 1 ounce. Basically, it's 1 ounce. So you buy those little, what are the shots? Okay, shot. So shot glass, approximately 1 ounce. Right. So 1 ounce, and you basically you take that. You fill one with food and one with liquid, and not mitzarif. Food and liquid is not mitzarif. It's basically a 1 ounce, approximately a half of a kazayis. And you can stuff into one of those shot glasses, which is 1 ounce, as much food as you can possibly get in there. So push until it's like a rock. And you can eat all that, and then you can have water or liquid, whatever you want, and the other one.
Then you have to wait nine minutes.
9 minutes. And do it again. And do it again. You have a big meal. By the time you're finished, you'll have a big meal and you have not violated any Isser Deraisa. Any Isser Deraisa. And you'd be surprised how many people, Rahman al-Islam, have to do this. Have no choice, but have to, doctor's orders have to do this.
But how about Kamistika medicine on the same idea?
If it's Pikuach Nefesh, the doctor says, you have to do it. You don't have a choice. You try the best you can.
Well, most
no
medicine is not. Medicine. That's
the
difference.
You're not eating the medicine, right?
Whatever. If there are solutions, obviously every situation is different, but if there are solutions, there will be no solutions. No solutions. Look, even dealing with somebody who has a shayla about a certain bone, the certain, I forgot what it's called, I can't pronounce these names, and they have a kosher version, and then the non-kosher comes from non-kosher fish. Yes, seashells, you know what it's called?
Vitamin
the G?
D, vitamin D.
I think the G.
Cod liver oil.
No, there's certainly, so so they say the kosher replica is not as good. It doesn't really work. It doesn't really work as well. So people want to use, it's very common, this type of, it's very important for bones. Elderly people, they need it for their bones. It's joints.
Calcium?
No, it's not calcium.
It's a supplement.
It's a supplement. And it's very good. It helps joint pain. And, what?
Glucosamine.
So the Geisha brands all come from fish, from shell, non-kosher, purely non-kosher fish. So they make a replica, which they say is the same chemicals.
From tuna, but
they say it doesn't really work. They say it's not.
Shark cartilage is supposed to be a bad. hasn't been shown by any studies to be helpful.
Doesn't help. Joint pain doesn't work either?
Scientifically proven, but okay. Right.
If it works, even psychologically, all right, I don't know. Someone asked me the shyness, I looked into it with him. I don't know what they write. They write up high.
The lack of studies does not mean that it doesn't work, it just means that it hasn't been.
Right. So I found, I saw his website. So he basically says that you should start with the coffee. If you need to use, you start with the kosher. If it doesn't work, so you can basically use the non-kosher, because he has a whole lumbus of why it's not really. It's an extract. It's not the pure form of a lot of it. All right, let's see what time is it now. Let's maybe stop now, take a short break, and then we'll do some other inyanim of Pesach.